Hello, my kinky friends. This is Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy, bringing you my top 5 kinky calls. Many of you are curious if your kink is odd or common. Some of you even ask me in session, what are my top calls and where their kink rates towards them. So to give you a bit of a peek behind the curtain, let's talk about my top 5 kinky calls. First of all, what constitutes a top call? When I thought of this idea for this blog, I also gave myself a conundrum. What would the criteria for a top call be? Would it be what arouses me most? Perhaps the scale should be set at the volume of calls I get on a particular kink. Certainly, the denominator is the amount of fun I personally have with various kinks. Now, some of you are now scratching your heads. Wouldn't the most fun be the most arousing? Well, you do have a point, but the truth is, I have fun with all of you. So how sad would it be to use that as a criteria? So the only criteria that remains is the volume of calls on a particular kink. So here we go. Hold on to that pecker. My first top 5 of calls is girls, girls, girls. Although all the 5 top kinks are very close in volume, the girls have it. Feminization and sissification are extremely popular. Number 1, I'd have to say. It is a wide and diverse category that can encompass crossdressers, trans women, and sissies. The next on my top 5 is cuckolding. Similar to the girls, there are many moving parts, pun totally intended, with cuckolding. So many hot ways to play. Coming up next is cock control. From guided masturbation, chastity, edging, gooning, oh, such deliciousness. The next runner-up is phone sex therapy. Are you surprised at that category, phone sex therapy? You see, not all phone sex calls are filled with heady erotic elements. For those who are exploring and coming to terms with their identity or sexuality, I provide that voice of reason. Someone who has experienced the challenges of having less than mainstream desires. From trans women to closeted gay, even humiliation pets who hunger for the sting and that pain to that brain that gets their mind swirling into that subspace, but live a life which is not conducive to such desires. And finally, my top 5 calls is fantasy roleplay. The numbers for this sexy way to play are running very close to phone sex therapy, and it's true. With all the naughty ways that I've just described, we can absolutely incorporate your kink into a sexy role play or fantasy session. Are you feeling awkward about role play, not sure how to play along? Well, no worries. Perhaps a fantasy session is more your style. We'll discuss a few elements you'd like me to incorporate into the fantasy, and then I weave a pretty picture and sword tale, which will make you explode with joy, if not exploding in other ways. I receive a lot of compliments on my creativity and bringing their fantasy to life. So there you have it, dear friends, my top 5 calls. How does your kink relate to these top 5? Even if you have an unusual kink that I have not mentioned, I want to hear from you. I delight in finding out more about you. Until we chat, this has been Mistress Erica from IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com.